Well, now to that secret meeting we're learning about today between the Pope and Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk who has refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Turns out the two met last week when the Pope was in Washington. Here's Kim Davis talking to ABC News about that meeting.
I put my hand out, and he rushed and he grabbed it, and I hugged him, and he hugged me, and he said, "Thank you for your courage."
Well, the Vatican confirmed the meeting this morning. NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli joins us from Rome with more. Hi, Silvia.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And news of this meeting is coming as a big surprise to a lot of people in this country. Why have this meeting in secret between the Pope and Kim Davis?
Well, that's a very good question. I think probably the main reason was so as not to overshadow the visit. Had it been revealed at the time that it happened just before Pope Francis left Washington to go to New York, it probably would have dominated the news cycle, several news cycles, and blocked out all the following papal events in New York and in Philadelphia. The question is whether the Vatican wanted or thought it could keep a lid on the meeting completely. If it did, that was rather naive. But the fact that they are so tight-lipped now does raise some questions.
Well, what are we hearing from the Vatican, if anything? We've heard a little bit from Kim Davis and her lawyer about the meeting, that the Pope gave her two rosaries, that he told her to stay strong.
Yes, he said, hugged her, stay strong. And according to her version, it lasted 15 minutes. And she entered, or her lawyer said that she entered the Vatican embassy somewhat secretly on board an SUV and with a different hairstyle. What we're hearing from the Vatican is just about nothing. At first this morning, it neither confirmed nor denied. Then this afternoon, Rome time, the Vatican issued a statement by the Holy See spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, saying, "I do not deny the meeting took place, but I have no comments to add." That means no more information is expected from the Holy See, not at this point anyway.
So you take that and you add it to the Pope's speech before Congress, and he almost entirely skirted the issue of marriage. He said only, and I'm quoting here from his speech, "I cannot hide my concern for the family, which is threatened perhaps as never before from within and without. Fundamental relationships are being called into question, as is the very basis of marriage and the family. I can only reiterate the importance and, above all, the richness and the beauty of family life." So it's not just that this meeting between him and Kim Davis was kept secret. He seemed to want to skirt that issue of marriage, especially after this big ruling recently from the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, I think in his one of his last speeches in Philadelphia, he came a little closer. He talked about marriage being challenged, and he said in social context, and also he said, unfortunately, added this word to his prepared text in the judicial sense. That was as close as he came to a reference to same-sex marriage. But you're right, it was rather evasive. I think this is something he did throughout the trip, though. He never really, he balanced everything. And I think it was further proof that Pope Francis cannot really, the meeting with Kim Davis is further proof that Pope Francis can't be pigeonholed as a liberal. He has things to say that are challenging to both liberals and conservatives. And this is further proof. As I say, we're going to have to really assess in coming days what this meeting meant and how could his visit to the United States be perceived differently. I think it's a little early right now.
Well, you were on the plane back to Rome with him. Does anything sort of crystallize now that you know about this meeting with Kim Davis? Anything that he said on that plane when he spoke to the press, does it look a little bit different now?
Well, you know, he was asked during the press conference if he would support government officials who say they cannot in good conscience discharge their duties, for example, issuing same-sex marriages. The name Kim Davis was never raised. The Pope said, "I don't know about all cases," but he was very adamant in talking about the principle, and he said that conscientious objection is a right that is a part of every human. He repeated, it's a right that is part of every human right. I honestly, listening to him at the moment, at first I thought perhaps he was not even aware of the Kim Davis case. Then I started thinking, I said, that's not possible. So now that we know he knew it very well, and he had met with her, you know, he was very able in, you know, he fooled us a little bit. And that now we know that he met her. But I think, you know, in terms of also conscientious objectors, Francis singled out two other Americans in his speech before Congress who certainly were rather well known for their conscientious objection, Dorothy Day and Martin Luther King.
Right.
So it isn't just Kim Davis who gets the honors here.
NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli, who traveled with the Pope as he was visiting the United States and is now back in Rome. Silvia, thank you so much.
Thank you.